And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Manhattan Fairy Godmothers today. We got Kathy Scroggs, Judy Regeer, and Lucy Williams joining us on the program. We've been talking a lot about the hand-up grants, or the hug grant, as they're called. And those are a great asset of this organization. But you also do a lot of other stuff for folks in the community.
Our regular grants have been going on, as we said, since 2008, and that's been the mainstay of Fairy Godmothers for these 11 years. The most popular thing, I don't know if popular is a good word, but the most common help that we give is for car repair. Because if a woman is going to school or working, she's got to have a car. And we have a wonderful partner. You want to talk about our partner at Burnett Automotive?
Absolutely. Burnett's has really stepped up to help our grant recipients with car repairs. They give the same kind of discount that they give their employees and family members. So it's gratifying to know that we've got such a strong partner in Burnett's. They treat our grant recipients very, very well, get a good job done on cars so that they can get those women on their way. You know, all of us just take for granted transportation. And it was pretty eye-opening for me when I saw the level of need in the community for car repairs. And we can't say enough about the job that Burnett's does for us.
And you just made me think, I just had my tires replaced, and it was not cheap.
It is not.
But you're right.
Yeah, dare anyone to repair your car for $800 anywhere else.
Kidding. Yes.
If you have a car that needs repairing, if you're a woman, 18 years of old or older, living in Manhattan or Riley County, and you think you need a grant, how do you do it? Well, we have 10 agencies. You don't go directly to the Fairy Godmothers to apply for any grant. There are 10 agencies in the community that you would need to go to, and they're listed on our website. Our website is fgfund.org. Or you can search for Fairy Godmothers. So that's FGFund, FGFUND.org is our website. You can learn all sorts of information there. And would you like me to list the agencies? Or?
Sure.
They're on the website. But we have Salvation Army and Shepherd's Crossing, of course, which are large agencies in town. Or you can go to Boys and Girls Club, the Crisis Center, if you are there already. Flint Hills Community Clinic, Home Care and Hospice. North Central Area Agency on Aging, Stepping Stones, or Thrive. So that there are 10 places that you can go. And if you didn't remember what I said, just go to our website.
Yeah, and the website's great here, fgfund.org, because there's a neat little thing you can click on the top here that says Wishes Granted. And it goes all the way back here to 2009 and all the wishes that they've granted over that time. And you can read some of these. They're just little short tidbits about how Manhattan Fairy Godmothers has helped folks. But you're right. A lot of them are on car repairs, somebody getting a bicycle fixed, child care, which I know a lot about. Child care is not cheap. Somebody who's really struggling paycheck to paycheck, this would go a long way.
And beds. Beds for Less has helped us with some discounts also. It's strange that nobody is available and you can't buy a bed very easily at Salvation Army or Goodwill. It's harder to get a used mattress. So we have bought new mattresses for women who have been battered and thrown out of their home, don't have any furniture. We don't buy general furniture, but we will buy a bed for a woman that needs a bed or her children or her grandchildren.
It's important to know that a woman is eligible for one grant a year. So if it's a child care need, it's an emergency need to cover some child care, it wouldn't be an ongoing expense that we would meet. So that's the important thing.
I know at our annual meeting in February, we often will read some of the different grants that have been awarded. And there again, it's very moving to hear those stories and things that, you know, you and I take for granted, but it really means something to these ladies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's a great cause here that I don't know if everyone's exposed to this in the community, especially some of these women that might not realize the help's out there. Now, you guys go out and do fundraising events here throughout the year, correct?
Well, we have the lingerie event, which I already mentioned. Again, if you weren't listening earlier, that's Thursday, November 14th from 5 to 6:30. A lot of different ways you can give to that. Also, we do have a silent auction in February. Now, I know that – I don't know if that's really open to the public or not, Lucy, or
– That's with our annual meeting.
That's with our annual meeting, so that's more just for us. The Grow Green Match Day, of course, that Judy mentioned is a big day for us, and then the charity golf tournament that we do in the late summer and early fall. But you can give year-round, too, but those are our primary events.
And if – if you're a woman who would like to help, we'd love to have you join Fairy Godmothers also. And I guess the best way would go to the – be to go to the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation or try to come to our annual meeting.
Right. We have over 700 fairy godmothers. That's a lot of fairy godmothers.
That is. That's impressive.
Yes.
And I imagine you're always looking for more if you can.
Absolutely. There are a lot of women that give personally, and then they'll give in honor of somebody. They'll give in honor of their daughters or their mothers or friends. So there's a lot of different ways to give and become a fairy godmother.
Awesome. Well, I'm just looking here at the chart here, amount granted or allocated per year, and it just continues to go up. And hopefully that trend just only continues. What, 67,000 in 2018? That's impressive.
And we have quite a bit, too, for the HUG grants that we are wanting to give this money out where it's needed. We have it. It's available. We would love to be able to give it. I know we have at least one prospective one right now that we're working on for the spring semester. We're kind of running out of time for that grant period. But it has to be 6 weeks before the semester starts that we work with this person and get the funding arranged.
And that's for the HUG, the big,
right, for the HUG
grant, mm-hmm. the scholarship-type grant.
Right.
I might give a few more statistics on our regular grant, our $800 grant. In October alone, we have given out over $5,000 for a total of 10 grants. That's just this month so far. And the average grant is $612, even though we give up to $800 for our grants. Not nearly everybody asks for that full amount because sometimes, well, fixing your teeth is expensive, and so is fixing your car. But we do pay other smaller things also. If you need, for example, your car insurance renewed, we have done that. Mm-hmm. And beds are often less than $800. So the money is there. We think it's important to get it to you people if you need it. And we think it's important for you women to give it if you have money to give. So we need both ends of the spectrum.
Yes. In spirit of the KUK State game this Saturday, actually our fairy godmother's name, we borrowed with permission from the Fairy Godmother Fund with the Lawrence Community Foundation. We just changed it up a little, but both communities cooperated in advancing this for women.
This is such a great organization. I'm really glad to learn more about it here. And just knowing that kind of help is available to the most vulnerable in our community, because there is a need here. We know we recognize that. There's I don't think it's any secret that there's a lot of folks that do struggle in Manhattan, not just Manhattan, but all over the place. But meeting a critical need here for a lot of folks.
And I know, interestingly, when I was news director, I would discover people don't realize Manhattan does have people in need, and it definitely does. And I learned, as I'm sure you're learning, Brandon, mm-hmm. that Manhattan has a lot of need. And that's part of the reason I joined this group shortly after my retirement, because I thought this group is doing some wonderful things. And it just seems like something I could get behind. All this time I talked to people about people in need, and now I'm able to help them a little more.
Yeah, it is great. Let's recap one more time. Just if someone's listening to this, they want to apply for one of these grants, especially the HUG grant, since that's for the spring semester, how they go about doing that?
Well, it's a little late for the spring semester. We would be into next fall. But 6 weeks ahead of time is our ideal time to apply. You would go, if you would like to go back to school to one of the schools in town, you can apply for a HUG or a hand-up grant by going to the Greater Manhattan, by going to Shepherd's Crossing. And That is the address is readily available.
621 Humboldt Avenue, and their hours, by the way, are Tuesday, Thursdays primarily, 10 a.m. to 2, and Thursday from 2 to 5:30.
So. And there is an application that they would fill out.
And that's the first step, and then you'll be interviewed for up to $3,000 to apply to your school. Then we have the regular grants. If you would like to apply for one of those, you can go to one of our 10 agencies, which are listed on our website, fgfund.org. The regular grants are up to $800 and go for things like car repair, dental work, and so forth.
And are year-round.
Yes.
Okay. Well, great stuff. Kathy Scruggs, Judy Regeer, Lucy Williams, our guests here from Manhattan Fairy Godmothers. This is just a wonderful organization. And again, that website again is fgfund.org. Anything else?
Thanks again for having us. Yeah, we really appreciate getting on, getting the word out.
You betcha. And we're glad to help out. And again, check out this great organization helping women in our community really get a hand up in their lives. That'll do it here for In Focus, guys. Appreciate all of our guests here. Dr. Charles Tabor earlier in the program, Kathy Scruggs, Judy Regeer, Lisa Williams. Again, thanks for being here.
Thank you.